credit system real, talking about the Northern Rock crisis in Britain and what it means for the American situation as it relates to the dollar, as it relates to bank stability, as it relates to an exacerbation of the subprime mortgage situation that has been a part of the exposure of the United States to the larger vicissitudes of life as it relates to dollar and credit system policies that have us teetering on the brink of disaster. And what does all of this mean in connection with the winds of war continuing to blow in the Middle East? We raised the question this morning. We now await the answer. We have a caller, John from Tennessee. John, go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fairly well. This is something, when I hear you or anyone else talk about this, my ears open up like you wouldn't believe. I've been looking at this, Mark, for a couple of years. I did see the article in the Telegraph, you know, and I brought it to the attention of some people here in Nashville. And they don't take it serious at all. You know, these so-called financial experts. Why, Mark, do we not understand, or does the majority of people not understand, that this debt that's owed to China and to other nations, Saudi Arabia and Japan, it's not accidental, is what the point that I'm trying to make. You know, if Saudi Arabia and China and Japan and the other Arab nations begin to dump the dollar, and they devalued the dollar to the point where it's worthless, then I see the only viable alternative to continue to finance a war that we shouldn't be in it to begin with is to come up with a new money. You've got to restore faith in the currency of your nation. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Do you think, John, and I'm not an economist, so you know, when I'm talking about economic matters, I'm constantly going back to people who have the economic background that I don't, but do you think there's a connection between these kinds of debt policies and the exposure that obviously we face politically and economically because of what would happen to the U.S. bond market if all of these debt instruments were to be dumped by Beijing and by some of these other powers? Do you think that, A, this is a deliberate policy on the part of our elites, because, in fact, the destruction of the U.S. dollar may be planned as a prelude to, say, the adaptation of the Amero and the adaptation of this North American Union? Do you think that there's a link between these?
Mark, I'm not an economist either. I've got high school economics. That's as much training as I have. I learned enough there to know that when you devalue a nation's currency, similar to what happened in Germany after World War One and World War Two, when you devalue the money, it takes more of your money to buy goods that are manufactured in your country. So
yes.
when they devalue the American dollar, anything, absolutely anything that is made in America will become cheaper. Anything made outside of America will become more expensive. The unfortunate thing, and yes, I believe it's planned, Our systems and our infrastructure to produce anything, basically anything worth, you know, a necessity, has left this country. It's in foreign nations. So right down to your underwear that's made in Guatemala, your shoes in China. I'll hold on.
Yeah, hold on, John. We'll get back to you after the break. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Professor John Quigley.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into Masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972. Results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Professor John Quigley of the Ohio State University School of Law joins me at 8 o'clock this morning to discuss the Palestinian crisis. We are joined now by a caller from Tennessee, my old friend John, talking with me about this whole ominous situation involving U.S. debt. As I was mentioning at the beginning of the show, if we look at Ambrose Evans Pritchard's post of August 10th in the UK newspaper, The Telegraph, we see that he was warning us about Beijing's control of $1.3 trillion and the way in which the Chinese government could decide to liquidate its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries if Washington imposes trade sanctions to force a yuan reevaluation. Pritchard's post of August the 10th goes into a discussion, of course, of China's nuclear option, the way in which a $900 billion U.S. bond holding on the part of China could result in a financial tsunami if the Chinese chose to liquidate those holdings. It would threaten the dollar's reserve currency status. Hillary Clinton, of course, has emphasized that foreign control over 44% of the U.S. national debt had left America acutely vulnerable, quote unquote. That was Ambrose Evans Pritchard in the U.K. Telegraph on the 10th of August. Now, of course, as of yesterday, he has a new post entitled Saudi's Break with the United States Over Feared Dollar Collapse. Ben Bernanke has placed the dollar in a dangerous situation, say analysts, according to this post by Ambrose Evans Pritchard in the UK Telegraph. This whole business of the United States dollar and the whole way in which the U.S. dollar is related to this whole business of the world's reserve or as the reserve currency of the world. This is all under threat, obviously, by this whole situation that has transpired in recent days and recent months. What happens if global investors start to shun the U.S. bond markets? Just in the last month, folks, we have seen a collapse in purchases of U.S. bonds from $97 billion to just $19 billion in July. What does that mean on top of the threat of the Chinese and others to dump U.S. bonds that they presently hold? And how is this in turn related to the Northern Rock crisis in Britain and the crisis in the United States as it relates to financial institutions being exposed in dangerous ways to the subprime mortgage circumstance? Mike Whitney's post at Global Research of September the 19th entitled U.S. Banks Brace for Storm Surge as Dollar and Credit System Reel. What is going on in Britain with Northern Rock? Why has U.S. Secretary of Treasury Henry Paulson rushed off to England? Whitney says it's because he wants to figure out a way to keep the contagion from spreading. John, what do you think?
Well, Mark, first of all, it's an honor for you to call me a friend, and we've never met, so thank you for that.
I always enjoy talking with you.
Well, I'm not an economist. I'm a truck driver, okay? I drive a truck. But I pay attention to the news. What I had said earlier is that when you devalue a nation's currency, things made in the country become cheaper. Anything made outside of the country increases dramatically in price to the point where most people couldn't afford to buy it. It is planned. It is manipulated. There's no doubt in my mind. Take into consideration what the United States done to Saudi Arabia and to Iraq and the other Arab nations, when they brought the ability to draw oil out of the ground over there, they brought tremendous wealth to those countries. They had so much money, Mark, that they didn't know what to do with it. So they asked the United States, what should we do? And they told them, buy gold. That's why you hear so much about gold-plated bathrooms and gold-plated kitchens and, you know, gold everywhere. And it came to the point where these nations were providing health care and whatnot for their people. And they needed money now. They didn't have money. The United States bought the gold back for less than the others paid for it. They used them. And I believe that's what's happening now with the tremendous debt that we have owing to other countries. We owe, like you said, China is almost $1 trillion. I've been watching it for the last 2 years go from $750 billion up, and the debt has gone from about $8.5 trillion to over 11. That's a lot of money. Most people cannot comprehend that number. I mean, it's more than we would earn in 1,000 lifetimes. That's a lot of money. Now, when they repudiate the debt, or when they decide that they're not going to pay the debt, or we can't pay our interest on that debt, what does China or Saudi Arabia or Japan have to lose by calling it? If you're not getting your interest payments on the debt, then what good's the paper? It's worthless. So what do you do when you have you've got a vault full of basically toilet paper that you know is no good? You're never going to see any of the money from it. What do you do with it? Well, if you're really perturbed and you're really mad, I could use some other words, you know, but if you're really upset, what do? You call it in. You force it on them. And you destroy the economy. You destroy the nation. You destroy their ability to wage war. You destroy whatever faith any other country that happens to be their friend has in them. You take a big chunk out of it. You make people run from them. You make them stand alone. You destroy that nation. And I'm telling you right now that even our country, if we were owed $11 trillion from another nation, or even $1 trillion. And we knew we'd never get that money back. We're not going to write it off. We're going to be pretty upset, which basically is why we're in the Middle East right now. Hussein was going off the dollar. People don't, you know, when you tell them that, they think you're blowing smoke. But he decided he's going to the euro, and America could not allow him to go to the euro, could not allow other Arab nations to lose faith in this economy, or they would do the same, and it would have happened 2 years ago. So Mark, you know, you were talking about a bet that someone had made $4 billion plus that the dollar or the market would drop.
By 40% as of a certain date in September. That was in the American Free Press a couple of days ago.
Who would stand to benefit from that unless it was someone that knew? You think that's a big bet. Now, unless you're in a position, and this is something else that is denied by people that are in the market, unless you're in a position to manipulate or control the market, you're not going to put $4 billion plus on it. That's a lot of money to put on the table. But if you're in a position and you're actually controlling this farce that we call the stock market, this farce that they call free enterprise, it is free as long as it's to their benefit to allow you to earn. When it becomes to the point where they're not making what they want to make, they'll work it in a way that the prices will drop and they'll have a blue light special at Kmart and you'll lose your shirt because you can't afford to stay in. They own it. They control it. They can stay there. My suggestion and what I have done, Republic Trading and Robbie Noel have got the best deal on gold, Mark. 4.5% to 5% is what they charge. I got out. I'm in gold. I stayed home yesterday. I watched. Gold's at 729.40, I think it closed at yesterday. The dollar is dropping. So I'm not saying you're going to get rich by moving it into gold, but you can sure protect what you have. And if you've got a 401k that's a self-directed 401k or an IRA, you can move it into an account without any taxes or any penalties, and people need to think about doing that. Otherwise, you're going to lose it all. I mean, it's going away.
Yeah, it really is looking like the Weimar Republic, isn't it?
It is absolutely, and you got to realize, or I have come to believe with all of my heart that this is something that is inevitable because, you know, you're Lutheran. I'm a Baptist. According to the Bible that I read, and I'm pretty sure the Bible you read, doesn't say that money is an evil thing, but it does say that the love of money is the root of all evil, and you can't grow grass without a root. So if you get the love of money, the people that are doing and would do anything to gain more wealth, to get more money, they'd crawl on your back and stomp me in the ground to get there. As long as those people are around, evil exists. So unless we cut the root out, we're going to have evil. And the markets are manipulated. Your housing markets, everything that's going on. And I don't believe this country really has a true enemy. I think they're all in bed with each other, Mark. They're playing a game according to the board. They're going down their checklist. And when the end comes, they're all going to be on the same side.
Yes, and, as you look at this whole thing, John, what do you think is the relationship between the emergence of these stories about the subprime mortgage situation, the central banking crisis, dollar devaluation vis-a-vis other world currencies, the rise in the price of gold, and all of these other trends that we're seeing? What do you think the relationship is between these stories and all of this renewed talk of war expansion in the Middle East? Is there a connection there?
I don't know. That's something I haven't given a lot of thought to that. I know that, I believe what the Bible has to say about war in the Middle East. I believe that there's a time coming when there's going to be a tremendous battle there. Unfortunately, in a lot of people's minds, when I talk about Armageddon, they look at me like I'm a crazy man. But God's word to me, Mark, I've never found anything in it that wasn't true, that hasn't happened. that the Bible says is going to happen. So we're going to be in the Middle East. I think that this embassy that they're building there could very well be the seat of the global government. I believe that it's possible that that's where this one world government is going to be run from, and our nation is playing a part blindly and stupidly and ignorantly in building it. We're spending money that we don't have, I believe, to put up a new world, like a Washington, D.C. of the world. I believe that's where the global government may be.
Well, yes, and to be in a situation where, it may well be that, when you look at these debt policies and you look at what is happening in the international currency markets and the decline in the value of the dollar vis-a-vis the euro and all of this talk of a North American Union where the dollar would be displaced by a so-called Amero currency, it makes you wonder, and I know that a number of people who are far more astute on this than I am as economists will say that these developments will, in fact, facilitate the replacement of the sovereignty of the United States under a constitution. We will lose our identity as an independent nation state.
I believe that to be a fact, and I think they know they're doing that. I post on a forum on the Internet, and I asked a question. If a person has taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution, is it a crime to freely give over the sovereignty of this nation? If so, what's the crime? And some people got it. They understood that it was treason. Others said there is no crime. And they believed with all their heart that it wasn't a crime to surrender sovereignty, Mark. What has happened to our nation when people don't realize that when you become one with another country, you lose your country? You lose not just your national sovereignty, but you lose the personal sovereignty that I didn't give it to you. You didn't give it to me. God gave it to us. Now, one more thing, and I'll let you go. The book of Proverbs says that the borrower is servant to the lender. This nation is a borrower to the world, to the point where you and me and our kids and our kids' kids, on infinitum, could never repay the debt that they owe. So who are we serving? We serving God or man? I say this country is a servant to the world, and we're in trouble for it, and we're going to pay for it. God can't lie, Mark. Thank you.
Well, that's exactly right. I think there is a biblical eschatological basis for the perspective that we share on this, John. And certainly as I look at this whole business going on with the international currencies and the dollar situation and the threat to the dollar as the reserve currency of the world and what this is doing worldwide in regard to the so-called blowing of the winds of war, it all is very, very suggestive. Christopher Sands of the Huston Institute Press has a news release of August 17th. I won't have time to read this morning, but it gets into some remarks made by Dr. John Font on August the 13th in Washington at a Huston Institute panel conference entitled The Montebello Summit and the Future of North America. When I read what Dr. John Font has to say as of August the 13th, it becomes very, very clear that the Security and the Prosperity Partnership Arrangement for North American Union is using stealth and deception, in the words of Howard Phillips, to incrementally push North American integration. These are, of course, buzzwords for the more clearly understood concept of world government and each aspect of world government as it builds incrementally presupposes yet further advances in that agenda. NAFTA, GATT, the World Trade Organization, were all built upon the original UN building block after World War II. And now, of course, these SPP arrangement for a North American Union is just a further advancement of that track. And is it going to be more easily sold to the American public, the so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership Arrangement for a North American Union, if there is a collapse of the dollar with a economic, political, and cultural tsunami to follow that causes people to cry out for some worldly solution that can save them? We know that that's what happened to Germany in the wake of the collapse of the Weimar Republic in between World War I and World War II. Is that what is in the process of happening to the United States? Will this manipulated crisis result in a circumstance where we willingly move into a full-blown world government that is proclaimed finally for what it is, where stealth and incrementalism and secrecy are jettisoned in favor of an open embrace of the notion of one world government on the part of those promoting it and selling it and controlling it, as well as those who are the controlled? This is what we have to ask questions about, certainly, as we look at a debt structure that, to me, as far as sovereignty and nation-state sovereignty is concerned, makes no sense whatsoever. How is it that we have allowed Communist China to control $900 billion in U.S. bonds? How is it that we have allowed foreign control?
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Supplies are running out. Along with your still alive. 6-2-8.
Support the Republic Broadcasting Network on an ongoing basis, and I would certainly ask you to do so. At the same time, I'd ask you to support the American Free Press. You can reach those fine folks at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Buy a subscription, extend your subscription, buy AFP books, and tell your friends about American Free Press. And to the extent that your resources allow you to do it, support those fine folks as well. The Republic Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web through the miracle of radio, the American Free Press, continuing what Mark Glenn has described as America's last real newspaper. These are the media outlets that we need to be supporting, folks, because time is running out in regard to the effectiveness of the truth movement. Time is running out in regard to having places to turn to for accurate, trustworthy information in a day and age of corporate-controlled news media. We also get into the third leg of that triad, which is the No More Wars for Israel conference. Mark Glenn continues to work around the clock in trying to put this thing together for October 12th through the 14th in Southern California. You can find out more about the conference at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. If you go to that particular site, all of the information on how to register is there. Information about hotel registration is contained there. And, of course, the latest list of speakers for that conference is chronicled at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. There is a fourth part of this whole business of what we support in these present and dark times, and that is to support the presidential candidacy of Ron Paul. RonPaul2008.com is the place to go to on the web to send your gifts to the congressman as he tries to fight for constitutional priorities and constitutional issues for you and me in these final hours, what could be the final hours of the American Republic and of all of world history. We are seeing what is happening to the financial markets. We're witnessing what is happening to the dollar. We are following what has happened to our culture that has been an absolute eclipse low these last 40 or 45 or 50 years. And now, of course, we're talking about a Bush administration that, in league with the neocons, wants to expand American military involvement in the Middle East. Do you think we ought to invade Pakistan? Do you think we ought to attack Iran with tactical nuclear weapons and then subsequently to invade that country with conventional forces? Do you think that we ought to fail to resolve on an ongoing basis the crisis of the Palestinians? This is basically what both houses of Congress and the Bush administration are asking us to do. The crisis is real, it's dark, and in conjunction with all of these other forces operating in world history, suggests that the clock is ticking. And as far as the clock is concerned, we're very close to having Professor John Quigley with us from the Ohio State University School of Law talking about the Palestinian crisis. We'll be back. This is Mark Gancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
It's true.